Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Ivars. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. And now, play ball. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Ivars and he is safe. Baumholtz steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. Ivars drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Serena out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball towards right. Baumholtz catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Ivars and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Serena fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars takes first base on ball 4. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ivars moves to second. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chiti. The throw from Ivars and he is out, Williams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. Minor hits a line drive towards first. Lockman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 0 in the game. Coslow strikes out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rhodes. Serena reaches second base with a double. Sauer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT is 0 for 2 in the game. GT hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Rhodes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rhodes. Smalley moves to second. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0 for 2 in the game. Minner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minner moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minner scores. Brown moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ivars fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ivars. Brown scores. Jeffcoat moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Cubs. Wes Westrum now catching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer is walked intentionally. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffcoat scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Baumholtz steals third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson strikes out. The ball gets by Westrum. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Baumholtz. He's safe. There goes Sauer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cubs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 3 in the game. Chiti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 10-1, Cubs. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Minner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minner moves to third. Brown moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Hank Thompson. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Bill Rigney pinch hits for Monty Kennedy. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Westrum moves to third. It's 11-2, Cubs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westrum scores. Rigney moves to third. It's 11-3, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Williams moves to second. It's 11-4, Cubs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Gregg now pitching. Monty Irvin now playing center field. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Gene Hermansky pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Serena hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermansky moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Jackson strikes out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Hermansky now playing left field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thompson moves to third. Irvin moves to second. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhodes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-8, Cubs. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Wilson pinch hits for Hal Gregg. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jansen now pitching. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. One out. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Irvin. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and New York Giants, 8. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.